From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The number of migrants crossing illegally into Hungary dropped steeply. The Hungarian government said on Wednesday that only 366 migrants were rounded up on Tuesday, the first day of operation of Hungary's strict new laws punishing people who enter the country illegally. On Monday, police said over 9,300 migrants crossed into Hungary. Meanwhile, the tide may have turned southward as migrants were seen entering Croatia from Serbia. The Croatian Interior Minister said on Tuesday that Croatia has preparations in place for the migrants and will enact an emergency plan if needed. More than 430,000 migrants seeking a better life, including refugees from Syria and Iraq, have crossed into Europe this year. Experts say nearly 3,000 have died trying. A civilian member of the United Nations mission in the Central African Republic has been accused of sexual misconduct, the 17th such allegation in the past 17 months. A statement from the UN mission condemned any instance of sexual exploitation by peacekeepers, but offered few other details and did not disclose the nationality of the alleged offender. It said local authorities have been informed and that UN investigators are conducting an internal probe. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing police and security forces of numerous violations, including murder and torture, in the country's ongoing fight against terrorism. The commission said in a report Tuesday that human rights violations are widespread, systematic, and well-coordinated, and that ethnic Somalis and Muslims are being disproportionately targeted. Kenyan officials have not yet responded to the report. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Iran's nuclear chief said late Monday that the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog will visit Tehran later this week. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments to Iranian television after meeting in Vienna with the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency. The IAEA will be the body in charge of overseeing the agreement Iran reached in July with a group of six world powers to limit its nuclear program in exchange for economic sanctions relief. At the same time, Iran and the IAEA came to a separate agreement on a roadmap toward resolving long-standing questions about possible military dimensions of Iran's nuclear activity. The United States is warning North Korea against engaging in irresponsible provocations after Pyongyang announced it had restarted normal operations at its Yongbyon nuclear complex.
The position of the United States, and this is a position that is shared by countries around the world, including significant players in the region, that we will not accept North Korea as a nuclear state.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Tuesday.
We will repeat our call that North Korea should refrain from irresponsible provocations that aggravate regional tensions and should focus instead on fulfilling its international obligations and commitments.
The White House issued the statement after North Korea warned it's ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at any time. North Korea's comments, published by the Korean Central News Agency, came as Pyongyang also threatened to use banned ballistic missile technology to launch a weather satellite. Senior members of the Taliban have announced the resolution of a split within the group's leadership following Mullah Omar's death, with previously divided factions pledging their allegiance Tuesday to the group's new leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour. The U.S. government's special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan says that he's absolutely hopeful that peace talks between the Taliban and the government in Kabul can resume soon. Tuesday's developments were seen as a major step toward full consolidation of Mansour's authority, which could end infighting and political intrigue among the Taliban. Russian President Vladimir Putin defended his country's military support for Syria, saying on Tuesday that Russia will continue to aid President Bashar al-Assad's forces in their fight against terrorist aggression. Speaking at a regional security conference in Tajikistan, Putin said Assad is open to working with the healthy opposition in Syria on a political solution to the conflict that has stretched on for 4.5 years, but that the focus must remain on terrorism. Assad has routinely used the word terrorist to describe rebels who have opposed his forces. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. You're listening
to
VOA.
World News from VOA.